Hi, I'm Geeti Ghosh and this is my class.
Today's lesson will deal with high and low tides and the habitat of the tide pools. Students will understand that each tide pool animal has its own way of surviving its environment. That is, dry at low tide and wet at high tide. Today we are going to study about the habitat of ocean animals that live in this area of the shoreline, which is called the rocky shore habitat. Before starting the activity, help students define high tide and low tide and point out that tides occur mainly because of the pull of the moon's gravity. Explain to the students that some animals like the crabs follow the tide to stay wet. Others like the mussels hold water inside their shells. Sea anemones live below the low tide line and also anchor themselves to rocks so they won't be washed away. Do you see any sea animal that you recognize?
I can see a rocky crab.
To make a classroom tide pool, you need a plastic pan and a bag of clay sand. Have students flatten the sand at the bottom of the pan. The next step is to make depressions in the sand with your fingers. Tell the students that these depressions are going to be our tide pools. You'll need some blue gravel to fill these depressions in the sand. You can buy blue gravel at an aquarium or pet store. Now put some rocks in to make the shoreline. Add some shells and then pour water onto the sand about an inch above the sand.
For sure.
Do you think it's high tide? Is it all covered with water?
No.
So what do you think it is?
High tide.
Then it's low tide, right? Okay, low tide. So now we're going to make high tide happen, okay? So we're going to dip this and see what happens. What's happened now?
High
tide, okay. Now watch and see what happened to these depressions that you made. Over here and here, what happened? What's in here?
Water.
Water, right. So the water stayed in here. So that's what becomes into tide pools.
Okay.
This is what your finished tide pool will look like. Bookmark some sea life websites ahead of time, then have students research the tide pool animals. Once they have chosen a favorite animal, they can create a project using the Hyper Studio program.
This is my Hyper Studio project.
Lessons can be created using the IntelliPix program. Students can access these activities using the IntelliTools alternate keyboard. For a hands-on project, have students create a diorama of a tide pool.
This diorama for the tide pools.
If possible, take the students on a field trip to one of the Bay Area tide pools or to the Monterey Bay Aquarium.